from the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Top six at six.
Yeah.
Hey, good.
Not bad.
Really good.
Pretty yes.
On Mott's headlines, mm-hmm. get you through the day. Thumbs up.
Get you right.
I know. It's
well and truly up.
Looking morning outside. It's nice.
Unbelievable.
It's going to be sunny 18 today.
What's going on here? John Bernard Carews, who sensationally predicted New South Wales COVID case numbers, is hospitalised with the virus.
Oh,
this is the bloke who was doing the jokes on TikTok.
Yes.
Going, tomorrow it'll be 432, and it always was.
Attended the anti-lockdown rallies in Sydney.
Yeah, he did too, yeah.
And then his dad, I think we spoke about his dad being in hospital last week.
We did.
With COVID.
And now he's got it as well.
Dad's in a coma in ICU.
Oh, Jesus.
I believe.
Heavy duty.
Yeah.
Number two, opposition leader Matthew Guy. That's Matthew Guy, opposition leader.
He replaced...
Oh, God, what was his name? Mickey O'Brien. Has been forced to do a U-turn on a call to end Melbourne's lockdown.
This is the funniest thing.
This is just wonderful stuff from Matthew and his team. After admitting it was a typo on the press release and they meant to write curfew.
Oh, it's a copy and paste issue.
Yeah.
Will, are you working?
Oh, sorry, guys.
Are you moonlighting, Will?
Are you moonlighting? Matthew Guy. Is he the guy? I wouldn't have thought so.
Are they reading things before they're sending them out?
No, they're not.
It was point one, too.
Yes.
The first point.
The biggest one. Yeah. And the lockdown. No.
Let's end the lockdown. Gee, Matthew's on fire today.
Just do spell check, Matthew?
Or something. Wait a second. Lockdown. What's your plan, Matthew? Just end the lockdown, will you?
He wants to start with the curfew, right?
I would like the curfew. Well,
I'd
accept anything at this stage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Except Matthew Guy.
Some hope.
I might be getting something today, I think. Maybe.
Fingers crossed.
What are you getting today?
Well, we're
hitting... sandwich. No, I think.
Do you want fish fingers?
I would actually. Like
I would
fish
have fish
finger.
Fingers.
I would have a fish finger.
Yeah. Will gets us a
party pie. Looks at me when you say fish fingers.
Yes,
you're the fish fingers guy, mate. Number three, police revealed they will shut the Melbourne CBD completely on Saturday when a violent anti-lockdown protest is planned.
A violent one's planned, is it? From last time.
I don't mind that. I don't have an issue with that. I know that Matthew and I disagree on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an age thing. Matthew thinks they've got a right to protest. I don't believe that they do in the middle of a pandemic.
Right now.
Matthew doesn't agree with the protesters.
No, I don't agree with the cause, but I agree with their right to do it.
I mean, it was like the Black Lives Matter one early days.
Yeah, last
when
year.
When was that?
Last year.
Was that at the start of our really big one?
Yes, April maybe?
And everyone was like, this shouldn't be happening.
No.
But I feel like Delta's a different scenario as well.
Yeah.
This strain of the virus is so contagious. We just don't need groups of people gathering.
More problems, yeah.
The ARIA's Go Gender Neutral Australia's Music Awards merges Best Female and Best Male Artist into one category to cater to non-binary people, and also mercifully should make the night shorter.
Right, yes, well, just say the best person.
Best person.
For that
song. Or do they say best A?
No, it's just best musical artist.
Okay, yeah, I'm just checking. I don't want to tread on anyone's feet.
Should be half the amount of awards then.
Yeah, I don't want to tread on they's feet. Have a laugh, Matthew, will you?
You're just trying to stir us all up.
Have a laugh.
Don't stand on their feet.
Yeah. I understand the idea, but does that just not mean there's less? There's half of the awards.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Only by one,
really, because you really only have.
But I suppose.
Everything else is just neutral.
I understand Walker the whole thing.
Oh, that's funny. Stan Walker.
It's a music joke.
Of all the people.
I understand Walker.
Stan Walker.
Jesus, mate.
He's still stuck on fish fingers.
Switch on, will you?
Tools down, boys.
He's doing his Stan Walker gear. Number five, West Coast ruckman Nick Natanui wins back-to-back John Worsfold medals after a dominant 2021 AFL season.
Yep.
And number six, Married at First Sight stars. What's this?
What?
Jules Robinson and Cameron Merchant share cringeworthy red carpet video shot in their backyard.
They set that all up in their backyard and did a little, like, thing for themselves.
Who are they?
Oh, my God.
Who are they?
Yes.
They now have a baby together, met on the show, probably one of the very few, and love to just sell themselves.
Oh, how awful. How awful.
Disgusting.
Actually, no, we're out of time.
Let's go.
Oh, God.
Top 6 at 6.
Sporting news now. What is happening in that wide world of Will?
Thank you, Troy. Of course, we've got the week off, so it's a bit of a calm before the storm.
Well, the whole thing loses a bit of momentum, in fairness.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do this weekend?
What are you going to do?
I'm just going to have a pretend grand final day and just put on 2003 or something.
Practice.
When the Yeah.
Good idea. Have a full halftime.
Yeah, that's cute.
Stretch my legs.
Would you consider having something ready to go as halftime entertainment, like maybe download Bruce Springsteen from halftime in the NFL?
Or Meatloaf.
No, yeah, or go Meatloaf again.
Meatloaf.
Are you going to eat Grain Waves?
Stocked up Grain Waves.
Go Billy Idol from the NRL Grand Final.
Yeah.
When none of his gear worked. Have you never seen that footage?
No, I've never seen it.
It's fantastic.
I'll pull that
He's like, let's rock! Come on, we'll rock!
Anyone?
Come on, Sydney, let's rock! Nothing happening.
First of all, congratulations, of course, to Nathan Jones.
He's on the TV as you're speaking about
it.
There he is.
Dialed into the club's Joondalup hub to inform teammates and the staff of his decision to call time on his career.
He's had enough.
He, of course, returned home to witness the birth of his twins. He leaves after 302 games, 3 best and fairest, 6 years as captain.
What a result.
Really there during the darkest of dark times for the club.
Yeah.
And so it's nice for him to be here, part of the journey to see them back on top of the tree.
Yeah.
Richmond, they're getting some players poached this offseason, so they've been good recruiters in the past, but Mavio Chol, 24-year-old, unrestricted free agent, he's formally agreed to a 4-year deal with the Gold Coast Suns yesterday.
Oof.
A lot of players go between the Suns and the Gold Coast. The Tigers, of course, came.
Do you mean
the
Tigers and the Gold Coast? Because you said the Suns and the Gold Coast.
Sorry, the Tigers and the Gold Coast.
I'm not angry. I'm just letting
pull
you know.
Pull me up.
Little mistake.
I've got to learn. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm the 6 a.m. back page guy.
We might have a prime time guy next year.
Yes.
Teammate and fellow big man Callum Coleman-Jones. He's only 22, but he was taken at pick 20. There's high hopes for him.
Mm.
But he's expected to go to North Melbourne.
Is he?
So he can't get a starting ruck position with Ivan Soldo and Toby Nankervis both playing next year.
You won't get one with us either.
Oh, behind Goldstein.
Hey.
He's a promising young player. Tigers fans aren't happy to see him go.
He can be as promising as he likes in the two.
He can play up forward too. Australia's test cricket captain. So following Tim Payne's neck surgery this week.
On his bulging dick.
His bulging dick. Conversations have begun about the successor for Australia's test captain.
Yeah, who are they talking about?
Now, Payne is expected to still play in the first test, but these conversations are starting
to happen. Is it your guy?
Well, Glenn McGrath spoke on a Fox Sports podcast called Road to the Ashes this week.
Mm.
And Pat Cummins is expected to be the front runner. Here's what Glenn McGrath thinks.
Bowler, when he's bowling, he's got to think about who's bowling at the next end. You know, what change should be coming up, where the game's heading. So I just think the workload for a fast bowler is probably a little bit... You want him concentrating 100% on his bowling.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
So Glenn thinks, as a fast bowler himself, that it should be a batsman, and that led him to saying this.
You know, I think Steve Smith should be captain again.
Yep.
There's a few people that may disagree or agree with me, but to me, he's the obvious choice. If you take it for who should, on merit, who should be captain.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what your position around the idea of forgiveness is.
Mm. He had 2 years where he was banned as captain.
Yeah.
He served it.
Mm. I just don't want a guy leading the country who walks past a bully like David Warner, who's bullying a new guy in the test team to do something that should never have happened and say, I don't want to know what's going on.
Yep.
I don't want that guy as captain, so sue me. I want a man with a firm steel rod up his spine.
There aren't
in
many
the style of Steve Waugh. Just a no-nonsense bloke. Get in the nets and hit some balls and shut up.
All right, I'll let Marty have the last word.
The Marty Shergold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.